It's 8:19 on Jacksonville's Morning News, and it's been several weeks since we had the visit with Jimmy Failla over at Florida Theater. And when we were talking, Christine, backstage with Jimmy, we were like, we need to talk to you a little bit more often on Jacksonville's Morning News and talk about what's coming up on the show every weeknight at 6 o'clock. And I figured, well, now's a good time because he told a story on stage and told us a story.
Which story on stage? Because some of them I'm getting a lot of feedback for. Yeah.
Well, the one that made me laugh the most was that when his credit card statement came from his Jacksonville trip, he would have to explain to his wife what the butt hut was. Did you explain it to her? And how did you explain it to her? Your stop in Riverside.
You know what the hardest part about explaining the butt hut on your credit card statement is? It was not even the name of the venue. It was the time of day I went there, you know, because it was a barbecue joint. I'm down by you guys. Yeah. Good morning. And it was open at 10 in the morning. So I was there at like 10:30 in the morning. I have to text my wife, hey, you're about to get a charge of the Amex from the butt hut, which, you know, is not totally shocking, you know, given the mess that I am. But when you see 10:30 in the morning, because that's a very concerning hour to be there. You know, not that there's a good hour for a butt hut or a bad hour, some would argue. But I would think 10:30 is a concerning hour to be at the butt hut. Yeah, this is all a true story. And I'm single, by the way, if anybody's... I'm kidding. I'm currently living in my car. It's nice to hear from you.
But early in the morning's not so bad, because that way you get to beat the rush.
Yeah, right.
But you don't listen to me. And to be clear, the butt hut was a fabulous barbecue establishment.
It is a good smokehouse over in Riverside. Yeah, indeed. And you picked a good spot. Yeah.
But if it was some other venue, you don't want to be there at 10:30 in the morning because they're not trotting out the varsity at 10:30 in the morning. It's like, you know, if you see a raccoon out during the day, it has rabies. If you see an adult dancer out at 10:30, it's not a good sign.
I think two of the businesses that profited most from your appearance here were the Butt Hut and Peepers in Utica. Yeah.
Good for you, Christine. I got to tell you, I don't know where I thought this conversation was going to open, but you guys really took it somewhere.
Well, we could have opened with how are you handling the death of the Pope, but in seriousness, you've got these heavy, weighty stories, and yet you always find a way to try to bring light, humor, and just some levity to it. And even in the face of death, there have been some moments that I know that you can create, but how do you find that moment of levity through that?
Well, my biggest concern is, you know, based on the way I dress, a lot of people think I'm in the running to be the next Pope. And I'm like, no, those rhinestones, that's just a cable news look. I'm not actually eligible. Nobody's nominating me. But you got to go find the periphery, you know? I mean, that's the answer. And it's something I warned about. I mean, you're having Easter on 420. It's a lot of weed. It's a lot of candy. The guy's 88. I don't know that he partook in any of it. I'm just saying, you've got to go to those places, just to take the edge off, because otherwise, for the average person, comedy's such a good way to digest hard news because you don't feel it going down if you're laughing. So that's essentially what my TV show and my radio show are. Is it's like you're giving a dog his medicine. You know, a dog's pill gets wrapped in peanut butter or something or bacon. That's essentially what Fox Across America is at 6 p.m. It comes on and I'm just wrapping the news in bacon so you don't know you ate it.
By the way, speaking of outfits and rhinestones and everything, send props to Kennedy because I saw her outfit on your, I think, Instagram post at the Mohegan Sun for your Night of Liberty and Laughs tour. You're rubbing off on her. There were no rhinestones, but there was a lot of color.
Yeah, she looked like she was reading poems in between jokes, didn't she? She had a vibe. She's nuts. And we had a good, that was a good rowdy show. And there is news. You don't know this yet, but we're going to be back in Florida myself and a much bigger named Fox talent than myself. And I'm just waiting for that to go public, and I'll clue you guys in because you might want to go. It's going to be pretty rowdy.
Maybe Jacksonville or at least within a drive from Jacksonville?
Yes, definitely, 100%. They're working out all the venues and stuff now, but I think it'll be late June, early July. But you guys have the highest security clearance in the administration, so the minute I know you know.
Speaking of the administration, I'm sure you'll be weighing in on it. The Secretary of State proposing a massive reorganization and slimming down and, essentially right-sizing, as former Florida Senator Marco Rubio calls it, for the State Department.
Yeah, and listen, if things can run more efficiently, which I think they will, then it's a huge win for all of us because we don't have to fit the bill. But the reason there's going to be such opposition to this is I do think part of the motivation for people fighting things like DOGE is not just that, you know, they might be the beneficiary of some of the spending that's going on in the government, but because if the government trims down and runs more efficiently, then they lose their argument, you know, for having a giant government to solve every problem. And that's why I think there's going to be that much opposition, but it's why I support them trying to do it. It's because if they can, then going forward, we don't need to spend as much as we do. And that's like the thing, man, is people try to make this a partisan issue. Like Republicans like to yell about how much money Democrats spend. But Republicans are obviously spending it too. It's like if you're the richest country in the world and you're $36 trillion in debt, you don't get there because one party's spending money. You know, it's like they both, in the long, they both do in a roundabout way. So I hope this targeted approach works, because if it doesn't happen now, it's never gonna. You know, because plenty of people run on cutting spending, but you guys know and I know, the minute they get into office, you know, forget, you know, bananas. So I hope this works.
And surprised that Musk says that he's leaving Doge at any point soon to concentrate on what are now his companies that are not doing that great, Tesla and X, both announcing big losses.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to get that company back, like, stabilized. I think that's part of the motivation. And I think in terms of timing, for him, it's, you know, he's in a bad spot personally with his companies, and obviously that requires his attention. But I think he's almost probably already stayed around longer than he wanted to, because Trump has really benefited from having Elon there to incur the wrath of everyone. You know, Elon's company, his net worth has plummeted, not that it won't come back around, and obviously his own popularity has decreased dramatically. And it's kind of spared Trump what would otherwise be the wrath of the media and a lot of people. So I think there was a mutually beneficial relationship that's kind of, it feels like it's getting a little long in the tooth. I just hope we have something meaningful to show for it. And I think it's crazy, though, when you really think about this, okay, Donald Trump is, you know, known to have bought a gold toilet. Do you remember that story? Yeah. Like, this guy owns a gold toilet. Isn't it crazy that government spending so out of control? We had to bring in the guy who owns the gold toilet to rein things in.
Fox Across America every weeknight here with Jimmy Failla, 6 o'clock on 104.5 WOKV. Have a great show tonight, and we'll check in with you again next week, all right?
You guys rock. Take care.
Always good to hear your voice. Jimmy Failla here on Jacksonville's Morning News.